Trust is the invisible thread that weaves through every aspect of our lives.
At its core, trust exists because we're vulnerable. Our needs and desires depend on others' cooperation.
Whether it's business partners handling our investments, spouses maintaining fidelity, or friends keeping our secrets, our well-being hinges on people who have competing interests of their own.
This makes trust fundamentally a gamble containing risk.
Though humans naturally avoid risk, with losses hurting more than equivalent gains feel good, we trust because we must.
The potential benefits from cooperation substantially outweigh potential losses.
Human society's complexity, technological advancement, and economic resources all depend on this delicate balance of trust.
The alternative, constant verification, is impractical due to its costs in time and energy, plus the reality that exchanges often involve time lags between giving and receiving.
Without delayed reciprocity, cooperation would be severely limited.
Computer scientist Robert Axelrod discovered that the most successful trust strategies share two properties: an initial willingness to be trustworthy and being appropriately responsive to untrustworthiness.
But human interaction differs from computer simulations because we're imperfect and sometimes break trust unintentionally, requiring occasional forgiveness to maintain cooperation.
We've been thinking about trust all wrong. Most of us believe trustworthiness represents stable character traits, that honest people are always honest and cheaters always cheat. Scientific evidence contradicts this view, showing human morality is remarkably variable. Laboratory experiments reveal that simple emotional changes dramatically affect trustworthiness. Inducing gratitude made participants more generous and cooperative, while social stress increased trustworthy behavior by approximately 50%. Even wearing counterfeit versus authentic designer sunglasses affected honesty. 71% of knockoff wearers cheated on a math test, compared to only 30% wearing authentic brands. These findings show trustworthiness can't be reliably predicted from past actions alone. The question shouldn't be, is he trustworthy, but is he trustworthy right now? The real competition isn't between selfishness and selflessness, but between short-term and long-term gains, more like Aesop's ant and grasshopper than an angel and devil. Untrustworthy behavior yields immediate rewards, but jeopardizes long-term outcomes if discovered, with our minds continuously balancing these competing mechanisms as momentary states tip the scales.
Physical sensations, stomach pits, racing hearts, calming touches, influence our trust decisions, often automatically rather than through conscious analysis. We typically feel first and decide whether to trust afterward, guided by ancient biological systems. Our nervous system evolved through three stages: the unmyelinated vagus nerve, causing freezing when threatened, the sympathetic adrenal system, fight or flight, and the mammalian myelinated vagus nerve. This newest system acts as a cardiac brake, calming the body while enabling social engagement and trust. When we feel safe, increased vagal tone facilitates social connection and compassion, though extremely high vagal tone can make someone overly trusting. Our bodies constantly perform neuroception, scanning for safety or threat and adjusting physiology accordingly. Oxytocin's role in trust is nuanced. While it increases trust in economic games, it specifically strengthens bonds with in-group members while potentially increasing distrust toward outsiders. Rather than being a moral molecule, oxytocin functions as a team-building chemical that optimizes social bonds along lines of affiliation.
Counterintuitively, wealth and power often correlate with decreased trustworthiness. Those with fewer resources typically demonstrate greater trustworthiness because trust serves as a survival mechanism when self-reliance isn't possible. The wealthy, however, can substitute money for human connection. Research confirms this pattern. In San Francisco, 100% of drivers from the lowest socioeconomic class stopped for pedestrians, while nearly 50%.
Despite trust's evolutionary importance, most people are only slightly better than chance, 54%, at identifying liars. Trust signals must remain subtle. If trustworthiness were easily detectable, the trustworthy would become exploitation targets, and cheaters would mimic these signals. Research shows face-to-face conversations improved trustworthiness prediction accuracy by 37% compared to instant messaging. 4 nonverbal cues strongly predicted untrustworthiness: crossing arms, leaning away, face touching, and hand touching. People used these signals unconsciously. No participants could explain what influenced their judgments. Unlike integrity signals, which benefit from subtlety, competency signals are meant to be visible. These include expanded posture, head tilted upwards, arms held open or akimbo, and decreased gazing, all nonverbal expressions of pride and status. Recognizing these subtle signals helps us make better trust decisions in both personal and professional contexts.
When interacting with technology, we become vulnerable to its competence, similar to ancient sailors with astrolabes or modern drivers with mapping apps. Unlike humans, machines typically lack desires or intentions. They're designed for specific tasks. This absence of integrity makes technologies seductive, as our minds interpret scientific sophistication as competence, even when the science remains underdeveloped. We increasingly use technology for social interaction through social media, virtual agents, and online games. This exposes us to manipulation and makes us vulnerable to the intentions behind electronic information. By 2011, over 500 million people spent more than 20 hours weekly interacting through digital avatars. Technology can build trust rather than exploit it. Facebook has explored similarity metrics to help bullied users find trustworthy support. Timothy Bickmore's virtual nurses demonstrate this positive potential by helping patients with low health literacy understand medical instructions. Patients reported higher trust with these virtual nurses than human ones, engaged with them longer, and showed greater intention to follow medical advice. One patient noted, "She treated me like a real person." The success stemmed from patients feeling empowered through relationships with trustworthy entities.
When disaster strikes, trust becomes the engine of resilience. After Hurricane Katrina, Hancock Bank distributed $40 million to anyone who would write their name on paper scraps without verification. The result? Only 0.5% wasn't repaid, and the bank's assets grew by 20%. After the Boston Marathon bombing, residents opened their homes to strangers. Research shows neighborhoods with higher trust recover faster from disasters. Trust requires both integrity and competence. Intent means little without ability. It affects how children learn from teachers, influences well-being and relationships, and determines information quality from technology. The best trust assessments focus on inferring motivations in specific instances rather than using fixed labels. Traditional moral education tells children to be trustworthy through willpower, but what's needed is a bottom-up virtue flowing through moral emotions like gratitude, compassion, and appropriate guilt. Improving welfare requires both principled thinking and emotional mechanisms that increase empathy. This approach won't create utopia, but will nudge the world forward, one trusting interaction at a time.